Low-income Floridians could have less access to legal aid under a rule change the Florida Supreme Court is considering. If you're accused of a crime, you're entitled to a lawyer, even if you can't afford one. But if you're in court fighting something like an eviction or a foreclosure, or if you were wrongly denied government assistance, you're not guaranteed representation. That's where legal aid comes in, the lawyers who represent low-income people in civil cases. And in Florida, legal aid is funded in part by something called interest on trust accounts, or IOTA money. Now, the Florida Supreme Court is considering limiting how legal aid groups can spend that money to direct legal services only, as a court-appointed task force says there's a high level of unmet legal need. That doesn't sit well with Jacksonville area legal aid CEO Jim Kowalski. He says a website Jack's Legal Aid created to help people keep from getting evicted during the pandemic would no longer be eligible for funding under the new rule.
Then we expected the initial just across the board hit for us to be more than $100,000. We then have to figure out what we're going to close or stop to make up for that shortfall.
The Supreme Court is expected to release its new rule within the next 2 months. Sydney Bowles, WJCT News, 89.9.